Again, the laser passes over certain parts of the liquid and makes it solid. This process is repeated until the object is complete. Another kind of printer uses layers of powder. That powder must be turned into a solid. There are different ways to do this. One method involves spraying glue in the powder. Another method fuses the powder together with a laser. A third type of printer uses rolls of material. These include plastic sheets, metal foils, and paper. The material is rolled across the build platform. The printer cuts out the shape for each slice. Each cutout slice is combined using heat and glue. The most popular type of everyday 3D printer uses plastic filament. The filament is melted and comes out of a nozzle similar to toothpaste from a tube. Each slice cools quickly, and the next slice is added. How it works. Close-up of a 3D printer. 1. The printer receives a computer design file. 2. Plastic thread unwinds from a spool. The plastic is fed through a nozzle. 3. The nozzle melts the plastic. That plastic is released onto the build platform. The computer file tells the nozzle where to move. 4. After the first slice is finished, the platform drops lower. The next slice is added. 5. The printer continues adding slices until the object is complete. Note, as with all 3D printers, the object being printed cannot be bigger than the printer. Chapter 3. What can 3D printers do? Some printers create tiny objects. One person built a working power drill that was only 0.67 inches, 1.7 centimeters tall. Another person used a huge printer to build a concrete castle in his backyard. A college student who couldn't afford regular braces created non-toxic plastic braces on a 3D printer at his school. In 2014, a company produced the world's first 3D printed car. 3D printers can also make replacement parts. The U.S. Navy has 3D printers on some of its ships. When parts are lost or broken, the crew prints new ones. A company in France wants customers to be able to fix their own appliances. The company provides free online plans. Customers with access to 3D printers can print out oven knobs and vacuum hoses. 3D printers are also used in schools. Some printers are used to create drones and robots for less money than it costs to buy them. Other printers make models of human organs for students to study. 3D printers can also create topographic maps. Some classrooms even use 3D printers to print out prosthetics. They team up with a global organization called eNable. The organization matches people who need prosthetics with owners of 3D printers. Chapter 4. Potential problems. 3D printing is an exciting technology. It's fun to watch an idea transform into something you can hold in your hands. But as more people use 3D printers, more plastic junk will end up in landfills. Also, plastic causes air pollution when it melts. Plastic is made from oil, which is a fossil fuel. There are also safety concerns. Most plastics used in 3D printing are not safe for contact with food or drink. Also, items that are printed and sold may not be safety tested. For example, who is responsible if a 3D printed bike helmet fails? And what happens if a person prints dangerous objects? Green 3D printing. Marcus Kaiser figured out a way to 3D print without electricity or toxic plastic. He put sand in a special box and used a lens to aim the sun at it. The sun fused the sand into glass. A solar panel powered the printer to move the lens. Kaiser created bowls using 100% renewable energy and sand. As technology advances, engineers may develop filaments that are more environmentally friendly.